The Incredible Edible Report by Estelle Brown. As part of the demolition and landscaping of the old Ormerod Centre and cinema, we have been given four smart new purpose-built growing beds for more food to share. The beds are deep enough for berry bushes, so get ready for an abundance of soft fruit and possibly rhubarb. Just think of all the fruit crumbles and pies, not to mention summer puddings that could be made. You'll just need to add some creamy custard for a perfect pud. The large planters between the Market Hall and Pollination Street are being replanted with fresh herbs to snip and share. They need to get established, so please don't pick for a week or two. Then you can take what you need any time to add a little flavour to your cooking. The tubs do look especially good thanks to the hard work of our incredible volunteers. All the town centre growing sites are looking smart, especially the college beds and Burnley Road herb garden, which is turning heads as folks go past. The apothecary garden is also springing into life with trees coming into blossom in the sunshine. There's more new work being done on the towpath between the health centre and Keysight Lane, where climbers are being planted to grow up the ugly chain link fence, hopefully making it more pleasing on the eye. We really do want to do our best to make our town even more special than it is. This month we had visitors from Brazil, Wales and France, and they all fell in love with Todmorden, especially our shops and market. When shopping, they commented on the fact that we still have small, independent traders, unlike so many other towns in the UK, that have uniform high streets full of chain stores, making it hard to tell one town from another. We may have become complacent with this living here, but it's important we support these businesses by shopping local as much as we can. There are many towns out there that didn't realise what they had until it was gone. So let's try to keep Todmorden's wonderful independent traders. They are part of the soul of our very special town.